Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Thank you, Jay. This study today will help our friends in their approach to a study of the book of Revelation. It is a book that reveals to us the end of time scenario that God gave to Jesus, who then delegated an angel to give the message to the Apostle John so that he could give it to us today for our understanding of God's plan for the future. There are three main events foretold in the book of Revelation: the rapture, the return, and the retribution. In our study today, I'll look at each of these and explain the time periods between and after each of the events. This will help you, my friend, in your approach to studying and understanding these profound prophetic passages. We'll start our study in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
We see depicted here in chapter 4, verse 1, the rapture of the church. And let me illustrate it. Verse 1 of chapter 4. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And I heard, here's that phrase, as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. And I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. This is depicting the rapture of the church. Notice it says, I heard as it were a trumpet talking with me. But I got to tell you something. I started playing trumpet when I was 14 years of age. I do have a box Stradivarius, a handmade trumpet. But that trumpet never talked to me. Never did a trumpet talk to me. That's what it's saying here. I heard as it were a trumpet talking with me. There's that apocalyptic literature. You remember what it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18? Jesus will shout. The archangel will shout. The trump of God will sound. And we'll be caught up to be with him in the air. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 53. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. You see, you use other biblical literature to interpret the apocalyptic phrase. So we see here in chapter 4, verse 1, John, in chapter 4, verse 1, he's on earth. Chapter 4, verse 2, he's in the throne room in the third heaven before the throne of God. He's translated into the heavenlies. And so the rapture is depicted. Now, the word rapture is not here. Nor is the word rapture in 1 Thessalonians 4 or 1 Corinthians 15. In fact, the word rapture is not in the Bible. But we don't do away with the principle of the rapture. It says in chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, we shall be caught up. That word comes, the word rapture actually comes from the Latin translation, the Vulgate, which says rapturo. We get that word. Now, don't get excited about the word not being there. In fact, the word Trinity is not in the Bible either, so we believe in that. But the rapture is depicted here. Now, look at the last phrase of verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1. We translate into the heavenlies, and then he said, John writing, I will show thee the things which must happen hereafter. So after the rapture of the church, let's let this microphone stand represent the rapture of the church, giving you a visual. After the rapture of the church, the next thing to happen after the rapture. Now, we're here before the rapture. The rapture hasn't happened yet. I can guarantee that. I see Wayne. I see Chip. Chris, the rapture hasn't happened yet. If the rapture does happen during the service, Mike, cut the lights off, turn the air conditioner on, go home. The rapture, the next main event in God's calendar of activities. And then there's going to be a period of time after the rapture. Over in chapter 11, if you're thinking notes and thinking about chapter 11 of the book of Revelation, it talks about in verse 3, two witnesses that come to power, and they will give testimony for a period of 1,260 days. That's 1,260 days or 3.5 years. That happens in the first half of the tribulation period. Chapter 12, verse 6 says, the Lord has prepared a place to protect the Jewish people. It's the place called Petra, the impregnable city in southern Jordan. And he protects them for 1,260 days, which is another 3.5 year period of time. 3.5, 3.5, a 7 year period of time after the rapture. Then we come to chapter 19. Look at chapter 19 with me just a moment. In chapter 19, we're going to see the second of the three main events that unfold during the tribulation period. Jesus Christ is going to mount a white horse. He's going to get on the horse, and he is going to come out of the heavenlies down to the earth, and we're going to be traveling with him. Chapter 19, if you look, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Look at verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire. That is a description of the person of Jesus Christ over in chapter 1. Look at verse 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. That's you and me who will come back to the earth. At the rapture, we go to the heavenlies. We're married to Jesus Christ. Notice what we have on here, verse 14. Followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. That would be our wedding garment. Chapter 19, verse 8. That would represent our righteous acts, what we have done to receive glory from him for and rewards from him. And so this is the return. So you have the rapture, the 7-year period of time, the return. Look at chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on that old dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Now we get another period of time after the return of Christ, 1,000-year period of time. Notice verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. Look at the last part of verse 4. And they lived and they reigned with Christ 1,000-year period of time. Now notice up here just a moment, please. The next event, we're someplace just prior to it, the rapture of the church. There's a 7-year period of time. There's the return of Jesus Christ. And then there's 1,000-year period of time. This is the kingdom where he will rule and reign forever and ever from the city of Jerusalem. But he does that first for 1,000 years. On the earth. Now look at chapter 20, verse 11. This would be the third of the three events in the scriptures. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven had fled away. Now wait a minute. The earth and the heavens flee from him. They have fled away. As John looks, there's no more heaven and no more earth. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 says, the heavens and the earth presently, as we know them, all three heavens, first, second, and third, will burn up. And as John looks, he sees a great white throne, but the heaven and the earth have fled away. Friends, this is the end of the world. This is when the end of the world takes place. The end of the world, if we're standing right here just prior to the rapture, is at least 1,007 years from now. Because the next thing to happen, the rapture. Then a 7-year period of time, terrible time of judgment upon the face of the earth. Then the return of Jesus Christ back to the Mount of Olives, city of Jerusalem. Then he builds a temple and rules and reigns for 1,000 years. Then the end of the world comes. And why was the body of Christ so duped? With the fact that Harold Camping was saying the end of the world was going to come. Why didn't we have an answer to those atheists who had rapture parties celebrating the demise of God and the untruthfulness of the Bible? Because we didn't have an understanding. You say, oh, Jimmy, this is so simple. I've heard it. Yes, but did we remember it? This is how the end times are going to unfold. May I show you three quick things? Let me take just a few more moments. Go here to chapter 6 of the book of Revelation. Chapter 6. In the book of Revelation, and I have a complete study, and if you're going to study Revelation, you need to study it chronologically. Don't do a study of Revelation numerically. That means chapters 1 to 22, chapter by chapter by chapter. Do it chronologically because Revelation unfolds chronologically, and you must grasp how it unfolds chronologically to really understand it, or it's going to be very confusing, as everybody says. There are, in this 7-year period of time, three sets of seven judgments. In the first half, there's going to be seven seal judgments. In the last half, there will be seven trumpet judgments and seven vial judgments. This is chapter 6. This is chapters 8, 9, and 11, and this is chapter 16. You see how chronologically they unfold, but not numerically. The first of the judgments is going to be a man on a white horse. Chapter 6 and verse 1. Jesus Christ releases this seal. It's the first of the judgments. He said, "And I saw the Lamb open," that's Jesus Christ, "one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw him, behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." My friend, that is depicting the Antichrist. Yes, I know Christ comes on a white horse at the end of the 7-year period of time. This is at the beginning of the 7-year period of time. This is a man on a white horse, crown on his head, bow in his hand, doesn't have any arrows because he's a man of peace at the beginning. In fact, the Bible says in Daniel 9:27, he confirms a peace treaty between Israel and her neighbors. Hello, what is every world leader talking about? Peace in the Middle East. Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations, just reelected to his second 5-year term, failed to meet his goal in his first 5-year term, which was to bring resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. 2 Sundays ago, I was in Washington, D.C. The Monday before that, the quartet got together, and they tried to put that peace treaty situation back on track. They failed. There's already 3 peace treaties on the table waiting to be confirmed. Everybody's talking about peace. And there's going to be one man who will come and accomplish it. I believe that man is alive and well on planet Earth. Listen, it doesn't matter. In the past, I have said, and I still agree with what I said, that I believe the possibility for that man of peace, because he is now Catholic after conversion, because he has a organization that is trying to bring resolution to world conflict through religion, because he's the peace envoy. But let me tell you this. Jesus Christ in Matthew 24 said this. You want to know the first sign for me coming back? The second coming, not the rapture. The second coming. The first sign, verse 4 of chapter 24 of Matthew, deception. Verse 5, deception. Verse 11, deception. Verse 24, deception. Deception! The Bible says in Matthew 24:24, deception will be communicated through signs, wonders, and miracles. Revelation chapter 13 says the Antichrist will perform signs, wonders, and miracles. The false prophet, another member of the satanic trinity, will cause the world to worship the beast through signs, wonders, and miracles. I think the greatest evidence that the Antichrist is about to appear is happening in our so-called churches. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Don't you believe that Jesus can perform a miracle? I believe Jesus can do whatever he wants to. I don't tell Jesus what he does. I tell you what he says. He says, this will be the scene for the Antichrist.
The stage is indeed set for the Antichrist to appear. With the proliferation of signs, wonders, and miracles in our world today, and even in the church, the words of Jesus Christ echo down through history as truth, describing the times of the appearance of Antichrist. Remember, Jesus in his Olivet Discourse, that was Matthew 24, Jesus said that the first sign for Jews to be able to recognize the time of his coming, now I'm not talking about the rapture, but his coming back to the earth, was deception. Deception that would be communicated through signs, wonders, and miracles. This scenario is now prevalent in our world today. Please remember that the rapture happens 7 years before the second coming. The rapture, in fact, could happen today. Make sure that you are ready. Next week, we'll conclude our study as we answer that question, when is the end of the world? Don't miss that study. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...